Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today, we're going to be reading The Eye Doctor. Now, this is a story submitted by Jarrett. I really hope you enjoy it, and a huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Thank you. Let's get started. Liam doesn't want to get glasses. He tugs at his mother's arm, yanking on her, trying to halt her momentum. "But Mom," he whines, "I'll look so nerdy." She turns abruptly. "Liam Jacobson." She bends down, her mouth inches from the boy's ear. "Knock it off." He does. Liam and his mother push past the door and into the optometrist's waiting room. She arranges insurance with the desk receptionist and fills out the paperwork for her son. Academic issues have prompted this visit. Liam has complained about blurry vision and that he couldn't see the teacher's whiteboard. Both his parents wear glasses, so poor eyesight is more than likely hereditary. After several minutes of waiting in the lobby, the eye doctor appears. He greets the mother, laughing congenially, the way one would at a work party. He bends slightly and offers Liam a high five, but the boy ignores him. He awkwardly straightens and leads them to the examination room. "All right, Liam, hop up on that stool for me." Liam mutters something underneath his breath and throws himself into it. The wheels shimmy across the linoleum floor. The doctor takes his place behind a desk, where a large gray instrument rests. It's an autorefractor. "Let's have you place your chin on that bar there." Liam slides his chin into the padded chin rest. The doctor spins a wheel, tightening another gray bar until it rests against his forehead. Liam stares into the pitch black lens of the eye machine. "All right, lean forward and tell me what you see." Liam does. A colorful, blurry image envelops him. A blue sky, no clouds, a green field of grass and a white house with a red roof. The quintessential vision test. Liam blinks. "Is that clear or pretty blurry?" the doctor asks. "It's hard to see," Liam says. The image cuts away. A clunking sound ensues, replaced with a new version of the image. The house is clear, but the peripheral edges are still pretty fuzzy. "Better or worse?"
"Better."
Another breakaway. Another image. This one is crystal clear.
"Better or worse?"
the doctor repeats.
"Better."
The process repeats. The image is taken away, replaced by a new one. Still as clear as before, yet something is different about it. Liam squints, focusing his sight to the very back of the image. Near the house, something else is there. What? What is it? Taken away again. Blackness. Another image. Something is closer now, and Liam can't quite make it out. The silhouette is obscured by the grass. It looks like a person.
"Better or worse, Liam?"
"The same."
"All right, we have two more images, Liam. I need you to focus. Really focus, okay?"
"Okay."
His voice hitches slightly as the image cuts to black. The new image pops up. A clown, crawling in the grass field. It's moving farther away from the house, moving closer to Liam. A puffy white suit, blue and red pinstripes, flowing down to massive clown shoes. A white hat with a little poof ball on top. A menacing smile splayed across red, cracked lips. Liam blinks, anxiety tugging at the inner walls of his chest.
"Focus on the house for me, buddy. Better or worse?"
His voice sounds different, but he's unsure how.
"Worse."
One more cut. Liam tenses, waiting for the last image. He waits and waits, staring into complete blackness. Then the dreaded clunk. Liam squeezes his eyes shut, though the light cuts through his eyelids, like trying to take a nap in the car during a summer road trip. Terrified, he opens his eyes and screams. The house and field are gone. The clown face takes up the entire picture. Rows of jagged teeth, a sinister smile, black eye makeup, blushed cheeks. The wrinkles in the face tell him it's an older man. Liam throws his head back, his eyes squeezed shut, lungs hyperventilating.
"Mom!"
he cries. She should be right there. Where is she?
"Open your eyes, Liam."
He freezes from the voice. It sounds like the eye doctor. He obliges, opening one eye a crack. They open the rest of the way in shock. His mother is nowhere to be found, but the eye doctor. The eye doctor. He's dressed up as a clown. He flashes a bloody grin and holds up a blood-stained knife.
"You'll see perfectly now."
That's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed this short little one. Let me know. If you like the video and you're on YouTube, well, like the video, maybe subscribe for more if you like thrilling stories now that it's closer to spooky season at time of recording. I hope you enjoy these stories and stick around for more. If you'd like to support this channel even more, there is a Patreon available that you can join up and hang out with other people. And there's a Discord too if you'd like to hang out with other people for free. But it's pretty fun over there. I think you'd enjoy it. Anyway, if you're anywhere else, I'm not sure what your options are for liking and whatnot, but I just hope you enjoyed this story, and I hope that I'll see you in the next one. So, with that said, take care now. Bye-bye then.